when we head down the wrong path, when we know what we've done is wrong, we instinctively want to run and hide from God. Crazy, right? Yet that's exactly what we try to do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You've been there, I've been there, we've both had that instinctive reaction, and so we know that trying to sweep things under the carpet, hoping that God won't notice, only takes us from bad to worse. Back in the day, King David stole another man's wife and then had him murdered. The king of Israel committed adultery and murder in one fell swoop. Now, he tried to cover it up, to pretend that her husband died at war, which he did, but only because David arranged for that to happen. Yet out of his great love, God called David out on it through the prophet Nathan. It brought him to his senses. And Psalm 51 is his prayer of repentance, his prayer of asking God to set things right between them. Verses 6 and 7. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Right here, David invites God into his heart. He invites God to set things right, to get God's truth back into his inner being so that he can come to his senses, to teach him wisdom, to discipline him, to wash him clean. When we sin, we ourselves cannot set things right. Only God can. So open yourself up to his wisdom, his discipline, his forgiveness. Don't hold back. By his grace, he will set you right. Because that's his word, fresh for you today. Honestly, we need you and I to be brought back to our senses on a regular basis. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When God Speaks. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.